Gracious viewers, welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we have our friend, Reverend Rocco from San Jose. He's a Christian. He's a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. Reverend plays organ in his church, directs their annual musical concert, and he is also an aeronautical inventor. That's something special.
I enjoy that very much.
So what are you going to bring to us today?
Well, I thought we'd do three things. First would be whole wheat bread, a loaf of whole wheat bread. Then black beans, black bean soup. And then after that, we'll do sunflower seed sour cream.
That would be wonderful. That would go together with the bread. And bread is a holy symbol of life among Christians. So let's start with the bread.
Okay.
So what ingredients do we need today?
Well, we start by using these five ingredients, and we're going to combine it in one and a third cups of soy milk. Put a little bit of water in the bottom of the cup, just about this much, and it seems like it keeps it from becoming too much dominated by that soy milk taste. If you forget your yeast, you'll turn out with a very bad loaf. So what we do first is to get into the yeast, and with this hopper right here on the bread machine, I'm going to put 1¾ teaspoons of yeast. So I take the this knife and I level that so it's nice and even.
So that would be very exact.
And exactly. And you knock it off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the next one and we put that in there. And once we have that done, then we can relax knowing that this loaf is going to rise. Now, shall we move ahead and combine these?
The others.
Okay, we have the soy milk and a little bit of water.
Is it sweetened or is it?
It's not sweet. Then we have here 1 tablespoon of olive oil and of the pure cane brown sugar. This is 2½ tablespoons. And this soy lecithin is 1½, and then the sea salt. I pour out the sea salt until in a teaspoon, until it's kind of nice mound, and then I dump it there. And then the last is the about a quarter of a teaspoon of ascorbic acid, or which is vitamin C. So we have all of those, and we mix them. I usually start with the one that needs combining the most. So I use the soy lecithin, and so we pour it right in here. Of course, we're going to have a spoon here to just begin to stir this in.
I see. So you usually mix the ingredients in the liquid first, and then pour it into.
Some people would just put it straight in there.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of like the idea of having these just combined as much as possible. We'll take the salt. Pour that in, and then the ascorbic acid, stir that, and I don't like the idea of the olive oil being just great big globules of oil. I like to be able to see it kind of combine as much as possible. As I guess they use the word emulsification to bring that all together. As you can see, it's kind of bubbly, and you want to get that as much together as possible. All right, we take this and open up the container, bring out this canister, and we just pour it in. Be sure that you're pouring kind of away from yourself so you don't get yourself doused. Now we make sure that that's all in there. So now we move to the flour stage. I usually use one cup of white, but you need to be sure that you get bread flour or for bread purposes. And we're just going to dump it right straight in here.
Sure.
And then the gluten.
Gluten.
Just kind of put it right there in the middle. That was 1 tablespoon.
Okay.
And then this here is going to be 2 cups of the whole wheat flour. I like for the loaf to come up and have a nice rounded top. If you have too much yeast and too much material, It may go clear to the top, begin to expand, and it sticks a little bit to the top. So if you want to have that classic dome, then maybe hold back a little bit on the material. And so that's what we're doing. Put that all in there. So now we take this and we put it in here. This is the National Bread Bakery. There.
Okay.
And the yeast is in here. And we're all set. If it's plugged in, we'll start it. And there it goes. So 4 hours later, you're going to have a nice, warm loaf of bread. Let it set a while, though. We wrap it up and just let it set there for at least a half hour, because it's not good to start eating right away on that, because it can have a yeast problem for some people. And if you want to eat it right away, I've been told by a nutritional doctor that if you just slice it and put it in the toaster, I don't fully understand that, but that takes care of the problem.
I see. So what's the benefit of making one's own bread?
Well, I think that you won't find quite this kind of bread in the store. I go there and I see the loaves are perfect. But something about the ruggedness of this, with the open pores, as it were, you know, in the bubbly texture, makes for a much more pleasure in eating. Especially, I'm a little bit addicted, I realize, to the Earth Balance buttery spread. That's what really sets it off. When it's warm and you have that buttery spread on there, it tastes really good.
So if you make your own, you get to have your own fresh bread.
Yes.
And you have control of what ingredients go in there, nothing like
that's true.
You don't want.
That's true.
And extra nutrition if you want to put in like your sulfuric acid.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, you know, it seems to me like you mentioned that there's a Redwood Park nearby here.
Right.
Maybe we have a stroll that way?
Sure. Okay. We'll be right back. Raymond's going to show us how to make sunflower spread to go with the whole wheat bread.
And it's called, by my sister-in-law, sunflower seed sour cream.
Sunflower seed
sour cream. It's all vegan. It's my sister-in-law who makes it. And my brother, he just loves this. He puts it on potato, a baked potato. He puts it on his bread. He puts it on broccoli. He just really likes this, and she uses it sometimes when combining it into some kind of a sandwich spread, you know. And so I said, well, I want to know how you make this. She has some secret aspect of it. And so I guess we should get started.
Sure. So what ingredients do we need?
Well, I think probably in order to get things down in here, I would start with some of the bigger ones. Well, this is the sunflower seeds, and we have a half cup. So let's put that in here. And we have a half cup of brown rice.
They cooked that the day before.
And that's already been cooked, yeah. Water would be next, because we need some liquid in there. And that is 3/4 cup. So I suppose we ought to go with this, a third cup of lemon juice. So we pour that in. This is the seasoning, 1.5 teaspoons of onion powder. Some people might want a little bit more of a salty taste or something, and they might want, in this next one, which is 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, maybe to combine that with a little bit of garlic salt. You can play with that. So we put that in. This is 1/4 teaspoon of dill weed. That goes down, and then the last one, I believe there's nothing else, is salt. And this was a level teaspoon. And of course, for depending upon your situation, you might want to lessen it or increase it a tiny bit. But I think most of those who are a little bit health conscious know that you don't want too much salt.
And I remember you said that usually you will heat up the brown rice a little bit.
Right, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. A little bit of warm, I mean, to have that warm, especially just cooked, mm-hmm. would be perfect because it blends a whole lot better. So, shall we hit the switch?
Sure.
All right. Might be good to kind of get it started. This is a Vitamix machine and has a nice variable control. I like to keep it going until it's real creamy. Now, my sister-in-law also says sometimes she takes a little bit of soy milk powder and puts it in there, and it comes out very flat. Okay, that should have warmed up. I saw a little bit of steam come out.
Yeah. Wow, look at that creamy texture.
Mm-hmm. And those of you with those spoons that have a little flexible tip, you can bring it all out.
Raymond, you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Please join us tomorrow on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Raymond will show us his special recipe for a hearty black bean soup. We will also sample a taste of the freshly baked, homemade, whole wheat bread and sunflower seed vegan sour cream. Yum! Coming up now on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May you remember the divine in every moment of your life. We'll see you again soon.
For details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.